Hi, everybody. This is Tari with Angel Coaches, and I know Corinne, you're here as well. So,
hi.
Anyway, we're excited to be here tonight. We've been doing shows on manifesting and what you do to manifest, but tonight we thought we would do something a little different. And Corinne, why don't you tell everybody what we're doing? Because I think it's pretty cool. So.
Well, if you don't mind me sharing, our inspiration came from beautiful Ella, which is Therese's dog that recently crossed over. And Therese was just sharing a bunch of beautiful stories that she's experienced since she's crossed over. And it inspired us to kind of do a show about, the souls of pets and what happens when they cross over and, reincarnation and how, the souls of pets, are different or are similar, to us humans here and how we can still communicate with our pets, just like we can still communicate with our loved ones that have crossed over and how we can do that. And we just wanted to share a couple of stories with you today about that. So,
hey, listen, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And this is really important. Do you think that, because some people are, I know that some people think that animals, they when they go, but you believe that they cross over and go to a better place, right? I know I do.
Absolutely. I completely believe that the soul lives on forever, just like, our souls do. I believe that the souls of animals are exactly the same. And when they go back home, just like when we go back home, they're still very much alive. And you've experienced that firsthand too, with your Ella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's wonderful. I'm going to share this with you because you and I were talking about it. And if you guys, anybody that's listening wants to call in, Corinne and I see and talk to angels. We're both mediums. We see people that have transferred over. We see your animals, people. And the best part about it is that life is forever. And I know that from personal experience, but it was hard because, I went through a real tough time with that. She died a couple weeks ago and she was 2 years old. Well, she's going to be two in May. And I wasn't expecting it. And she ran out and a car hit her. So long story short, I saw her in the house that I was living in. And it was so weird. You can see them and you can feel them. And I know that you've had experiences like that yourself with your cat and your dog that died, right?
Right. I still felt them around me, and it's almost as, and I saw them. It was, it's not your mind playing tricks on you because I actually felt my dog's fur running around my legs and on my lap. It was just a beautiful experience. At first you think to yourself, like, what am I doing here? Is this really happening? because you're so used to them always being around you, right? So when it happens after they've crossed over, you think to yourself, is my mind playing tricks on me? Am I just, making this up? And I realized I wasn't. When I tuned into that energy, I you feel this, It's such a peaceful serenity, and that they're around you to send you a message that they're okay and that they're still alive and they're still around us and that they haven't left. It's hard because, we can kind of grasp the idea of us crossing over and our souls live on forever, but it's a little bit more difficult to grasp that concept with pets. We think once they cross over, that's it, they're gone and you can never talk to them or see them or hear from them ever again. But you really can. You really can.
You can feel. Yeah, you can feel them. I'll tell you what happened when she first died or she first crossed over. I was in the vet and I remember holding her and I don't want to cry now. I remember holding her and I just remember in the, she was getting ready to die and I saw my lab who had died back in 2007 after 13 years and my mom who died in 2004, they were there, and I just said, "Hey, watch her, take care of her, and keep her safe, and make sure she's safe." I mean, how can you not be safe on the other side, right?
Right.
And, and excuse me, I'm talking tonight because I have a bit of a cold. So anyway, I saw Chelsea, my lab, take Ella and my mom, and you know, they went where they go. And so when I went home, that night I went to bed, and I felt her, you know, Ella would just, people were like probably saying, "You sleep with a dog?" Yeah. I slept with a few of them, just kidding. But anyway.
They're like people, you know, they want a pillow and then the blanket and all that.
yeah, there you
That's
go.
Cute.
Well, she's, I can feel her curl around me, you know, and she's 17 pounds when she died, but, and I could feel her just sleeping with me, but it's so different than seeing them. And I'm grateful for that, by the way, the ability to do that. So I want to make sure I say that. But the next day I woke up all of a sudden in my mind's eye, I saw her and I could hear her breathing. And I was like, you know what? This dog is with me right now, right here. And I remember you and I talked about it, and I go, do you think that dogs can come back? You know, like people reincarnate, and can dogs reincarnate? And you thought, I'm not sure. I feel like you, that they can't, or that they stay there and meet us on the other side. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about that? Like dogs reincarnating and that kind of thing.
You know, when we look at souls in general, right, you know, it would make sense that they could, right? Because we're all soul energy. We're all God's energy. And, you know, and we all have a choice. You know, when we go back to their side, we have a choice on whether or not we want to come back. And, it would make sense to think that, you know, the animals also then could choose to come back, maybe reincarnate as the another pet of the same owner or something like that. But I kind of believe that they don't reincarnate, that they just, you know, they wait for us on the other side so that we can and play with them again and enjoy them when they're back home, because I feel that their purpose in life is just to bring, you know, bring happiness and joy to the world, you know. And I've read all different kinds of beliefs and stories about, you know, whether or not they do reincarnate and whether or not they haven't. And it's almost, you know, half of us do and half of us don't. So, you know, but I'd like to think that, you know, the timing is so divinely perfect that each time we go back home, they're there to greet us again, you know. And I think that is what happens. That's what I believe. I think we kind of, they all collab, you know, they all join together and wait for us. And what I've read in a couple of books is that all the pets that we've, you know, that we've had in all of our lives that we've had, you know, wait for us when we come back. And that's a beautiful thought.
That they'll wait for us when they wait for us on the other side.
Right. I'm thinking I probably have 100 cats, 100 dogs. I am such a cat person. Well, and a dog person too. I probably have hordes of them. It's going to be.
Yeah, can you imagine the goldfish too and the birds?
I definitely am the crazy cat lady. I wish.
That's funny. I agree with you. I wasn't sure how I felt about that, but I, you know, over the past few years since Chelsea, my lab, and now my dog Ella left, and I had dogs when I was younger, but these two were my pets. I felt like that they were going to be there on the other side. I have to tell you, I had such a neat thought. I'm in the process of moving. I'm so excited. I'm moving to the beach.
I know. Okay. It's so exciting. Oh my God. It's going to be great.
get the new bikini out and wear it. There you go. So
That's
anyway,
right.
But, so I was, the other, when I was moving out of my stuff, from my old place, a few days ago, it was the house that, you know, I just left. That's where my dog and I lived together. And I remember I walked around to make sure I got everything. And I said, you know what, angels, because, you know, you and I believe and talk to angels. I said, please, I would really like to know. I see her and I know she's safe, but I'd like to hold her and hug her just to make sure she's happy. And I go, thank you for making that happen. Well, that was on Sunday. So Monday night, I'm going to sleep, and I wake up in the middle of the morning, real early, like around 3 or 4, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And then finally I did. And all of a sudden I'm in a place, and I saw my lab come in and lay down beside me, beside my chair. And then I looked down and I saw Ella, and she came in, and she's just running in there. And she jumped in my lap, and I was like so excited. I was with my friend Kim, who was in the dream with me. I said, look, Kim, Ella's not dead. And she was like so happy. I remember touching her fur, and it felt really damp. And I was like, hey, you know, maybe they give him a bath on the other side. I ain't giving her a bath in a couple of weeks, you know. And we played and everything, and I was holding her, and she was looking at me. You know how the dogs are real happy to see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah. And I woke up.
On the other side, they don't need baths. Ever.
Yeah. Now they don't have to shave her legs either. Won't that be nice? Okay, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, just be hair-free over there.
Yeah, and they don't go to the bathroom. You don't have to.
Okay. <We'll change> the-
You don't ever have to change the litter box.
Yeah. Just be, just hang out with them and on a cloud or two or whatever. But it was good.
What a beautiful dream.
Yeah, and I knew it was real. I was like, wow, it's kind of cool. And as I said, my friend Kim leaned down and goes, that's Ella. Hi, Ella.
Wow. Like, oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, she came to you to let you, I mean, you asked us, you know, to hold her again and to know that she's okay. And she came in and let you know. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, wow. She did. So I was like really excited to see her. And it gave me peace because, you know, now I was like, okay, now I can really let go. You know what I mean? Because it's important that you let go because you hold on to that grief and it really affects you, don't you think?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, and we have to remember that, you know, that where they're at and playing and having so much fun is where we all are, you know, want to go. that's the life over there. And, you know, they're happy and living the good life. So
well, there you go, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's a good life here, but you know, over there is
hassle-free.
Even beautiful. Right.
Works for me. Right. And I know there's angels that, what are the angels that take care of animals? Oh, by the way, my dog Ella, or Chelsea, with my lab, I'd ask her to stay with her, and she did. I was like, that is so cool that she came with Ella. And I remember telling Ella, I said, you meet me on the other side when I come over, and her energy is like, yes, I will. So anyway, I'm going to be here for like a long time because lots of stuff to do and see and play. But yeah, it was cool. So a nice way of saying goodbye. Hey, so we have archangels, and the archangels that help you with animals, which ones are they? You know them because we were chatting about it today a little bit.
Right. Well, we've got Raphael that, and just what you're talking about, grieving, who helps with healing for humans and animals and retrieving lost pets. So you can call on Raphael, you know, for any type of healing. And that can include, you know, grieving or mourning and removing pain. Or if you have a lost pet, you know, What were you saying? What was that juke that you said? Is he the? Oh no, that's Hamuel, right?
Yeah.
He's the archangel that helps you with lost objects and lost pets, finding things and finding soulmates.
So, yeah, right. Like, what's the archangel that does that? I can't remember his name, but it's see
Hamuel.
Yeah, there you go. I told you. I was like, yes, dear. Dick Archangel Emmanuel, I need to find my keys and my soulmate. If you can help me find them, because I've lost them. You know what I mean? Could you imagine? That'd be so fun. Anyway.
Well, it's funny because there's a really great book, enjoy reading about all the archangels and masters by Doreen Virtue. In there, you know, she has invocations that help you invoke or call upon a certain archangel for help. And for Archangel Kamuel, it's actually quite funny. She says, you can say, Archangel Kamuel, I seem to have lost, and then in parentheses, insert name of object or situation. I seem to have lost my soulmate.
Oh, I'm being really honest. I've never found him or her. Yes. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, that was fun. Well, we've got Barbara from Florida on line one.
Oh, okay. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. I'm so glad you called. What's your question? And Corrine's going to answer it first, and I'm going to come in behind you after she answers.
Are these like predictions, or can I ask what my future is, or what?
You
kind
can
of
ask anything you want to, because this is, we talk to angels, we talk to folks on the other side, it's whatever you feel comfortable. We're cool.
Okay. I've gone through a big transition in my life. I lost my partner. I lost my house. I lost my dogs. I lost my business. And I don't want to keep you going, but I've got a big change in my life. It seems like I'm almost changing skin. In other words, I'm starting a new life. What do you see in my future?
Okay. Corrine, go ahead. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful way that you're looking forward to your future. So
yeah, I have to be patient, but it seems like everything just disappeared all of a sudden.
Aye, aye, aye. Corrine, what do you see with Barbara?
I keep getting May, and we're in May. So, I think you are going to go through another major shift here. It's going to be a positive change. I keep hearing May. Something's going to happen this month. In 2 to 3 months, let me see if I can get job. I'm getting 4 months. 4 months, something to do with the job, but something's going to happen in this month. I think you're done. What you're saying is correct. You have gone through a transition. You are essentially changing a new skin, because what I'm seeing from you is almost like I was shown a picture of a rosebud that was closed and now is opening.
Uh-huh. I kind of think it's like, you know, not many people get a new chance for a new life, and I think I'm getting that chance. Yeah. But I don't know where it's going, so
yeah.
I'm taking it very slowly.
Right. The good thing is, nothing is ever bad that really truly happens to us, but the good thing is that I don't feel that you will go through any more challenges, as in I don't think there's any more old skin to shed.
Uh-huh.
If anything, I think this month is when you will finish shedding that old skin. And then from this month on, it feels like you are now transitioning into the new self. It feels like from this month, I'm getting that very strong, from this month on, and I'm right now getting tingles, chills. It's like all of that is behind you now, and so that's good to look forward to. So know that what you've gone through, it's important that you reflect on the challenges that you've faced.
They've been big.
Yes, yes.
They've been humongous. And I always, you know, I have faith basically in God, and I always say, well, things happen, and they happen for a reason, so you move ahead. But they've been, it's been rough.
I'm getting a job thing in 4 months, something to do with a job in 4 months. And a job thing in 4 months.
What about a relationship? I mean, I've been by myself for 2 years, literally, in the sense that I ended a relationship and I've been by myself. And I'm happy. I've been getting accustomed to being by myself.
You're about ready to get kissed. That's what I think.
I'm sorry? What's your name?
I'm sorry, Corrine. Go ahead. I couldn't resist.
What's your name?
Go ahead with the relationship, then I'll...
It almost feels like for the next 6 months, you will be continuing going, you know, shedding of the old skin and transitioning into the new part of yourself. You'll be able to... the next 6 months, it feels like a figuring out time, a reflection time. And then in 6 months... is it 6 months? 6 months. Six. 6 months. It feels like someone's coming into your life in 6 months who has brown hair. And I want to say his name is Michael. Something with an M. Michael. Something like that. Mike. I want to say like a Mike. Michael. Brown hair. in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cherie, what do you think?
Yeah. Here's what I think. You definitely need to be kissed. The pendulum is swinging the other way. Okay. yeah. And when she says shedding of the new skin, old skin, getting the new, you know what I like at it is you've been through the tough, you know, so in one of the lessons that you were here to learn and now to share with other people was the most important relationship is with yourself. We talk about that a lot on the show here. And right. And so you're figuring that out, figured it out, and you're like, hey, I'm happy by myself. And only when you're really happy by yourself or with yourself, it doesn't mean you have to be by yourself, mm-hmm. but with yourself, can you really find happiness with another? Doesn't yeah. that sound like an Hallmark card, but gosh, ladies, we've all lived it, and gentlemen that are listening in. So, but that's what I see coming. You know, it sounds you can have it in 6 months. I am also a firm believer that if you needed to speed that up, you can do that too. But right now, that's right. where she's seeing the energy, and that's cool. That's what I see generally as well. Job, business. What I feel is this month they're showing me money. Okay, so some influx of money is coming in that you need. And or want, not need, there's always wanting, and right. In a new business, something with a new business or a new job coming in too as well. As I said, Barbara, you can speed that up, or are you, if you need it in 3 months, 4 months, but I think that you have, you got a place to live? Did you get a new place to live?
Yeah, I'm kind of hanging out in the same place for 2 years, and it's not secure, but I'm still here. I just think it's good. Sometimes people think that when things get really weird, you kind of
right.
freak out. I think sometimes that's a change in your life, and that's the part that I'm taking, or I'm thinking that's what it is, and I'm just going with the flow and asking God to guide me. Because when you lose so much and you go through a big transition, it's really tricky.
Yeah, it is, and I've been through that. I know Corrine mm-hmm. has as well. Mm-hmm. But you know what? When you get a bag of lemons, some people say make lemonade. I say drink tequila shots. You got the lemon.
Send me the lemons.
There you go. Anyway, but you're on your way. Got a guy with brown hair coming in. Not bad. That means he's young. He's got his hair. He's
at
got
least
hair.
He's got hair.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's anatomically correct. Okay. And he's a good catch. All right. And yeah, and he's going to be into you because you're into you. You put yourself on a pedestal in your own life. Therefore, you're going to attract that in return. Okay.
Well, thank you, and I'm so glad to hear you're doing okay after your loss of your dog. And I know it's tough, but we got to hang in there.
Yes, we do. All right. Take care, my dear. Have a good one.
All
okay?
right. Thank you, both of you.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's wonderful. I enjoy that. I like people that come through a lot and come on out on okay on the other side.
I know. She's so great. She's a great example. So positive. And that's key. That's key. And she's got it. It's very, very strong.
Oh, okay. So we need to make sure, Barbara, if you lose your keys or you're looking for, or you lose your soulmate, call on Archangel Samuel. He'll help. There you go. So, and also the book, what is the book? Ascended Masters and Archangels and Ascended Masters.
Right. I just love that one line. Insert yes. name of object or situation here.
There you go. What's the one that is the helps you transfer over, the archangel that helps you transfer over? I can't remember now, but we were talking about if you see him, it's time for you. Don't worry about looking for
him.
Oh,
Azrael.
Azrael, right? It's archangel that helps you transfer
right,
over.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to talk to him too much, okay? It's like, okay, I don't need to worry about any more bills or anything. We're going.
He shows up, you're like, I want someone else. Someone else come.
Yeah. We're talking Joel Michael. He's all about courage and power, right? And he's hot. So I'm teasing everybody, but whoever's listening, but Corrine and I, when you joke with the angels or joke about them and you know, and you learn to take, be like Barbara was just saying, be in the flow of things, it's always better.
Right. And they have a sense of humor too. So, you know.
Yes, they do. They really, really, really do. You know, that kind of thing. So tell me something. What archangel do you feel is working with you right now in your life? I'll share it with you with mine.
Mm-hmm. I think I work with Archangel Michael a lot and Gabriel. And Haniel for a little bit was working with me. And I think, you know, different archangels work with you for different at different times in your life, depending on what you're going through and what you're what is needed with you most. So I've had lots of different ones come in at different times, depending on what it was that I was needing help with. And I think right now it's Archangel Michael and Gabriel that are working with me on a daily basis. So I really am grateful for that.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I know that we've had a lot of natural disasters around the world, actually. So Archangel Uriel, which his name means God is light, God is light or fire of God. What he does is he helps us with the gift of prophecy. So if people are having dreams out there, I know I have had dreams, you've had dreams about things that are happening, you know, ask for his help to understand it and what you need to do if you need to do anything. Because he helps you understand. He also helps recovering, and he also helps to develop the gift of prophecy if that's something that you already have or would like to develop. So that's one of the ones that I think right now a lot of us are working with. I personally work with Archangel Gabriel too, because she's really good. I see her as a woman. What do you see her as a woman or as a man? Some people see her as different. So.
I see her as a man, but okay. sometimes the energy feels more like a woman. But I'm used to, I don't know why, I think it's just something innate within me that I see all the archangels as male energies for some reason. And I always apologize when I call on Archangel Gabriel. I always say I'm sorry, because I know the energy that I'm projecting back to her is I'm you know, addressing her as a male energy, but I really don't think they care either way. As long as we address them and call on them for their help, you know, because that's what they're here for. They love helping us, so I think
they do.
Fine.
yeah, they're okay with what you call them. But Archangel Gabriel, because a lot of us, I know you and I are working on books and you know, on the show and other things that we're doing and on the website about, you know, and getting our work out there. But Gabriel is great for getting your communication in the arts, you know, in all that kind of work, in writing and music, however you are a performer, and she helps get your work out there. Or he, you know, you can see it as a male. I've always seen her as a woman. She and Corrine's always seen her as a male, mm-hmm. But she's great in the field of communication, and will help you. She also is great with children too. In helping you have a baby. So you're like, mm-hmm. when you're like, I just want to have sex for fun. No babies. Archangel Gabriel, help me in my work, but don't help me having a baby.
Be specific.
Yeah. Not the baby part. I want the help with getting my work out there. That'd be good, right? So, and she also helps you out adopting a child too, as well. And so she's good, like with water and working with water and everything. But I like working with her. Archangel Michael, great working with him, because he always helps you with tickets. And so if you get stopped, have you ever gotten stopped getting a ticket or running a red light? By the way, I've gotten both doing some time.
Yes. He's helped me with fixing my car when it had problems. He's really great with electronics and computers. He helped me on my trip when the internet line wasn't that strong. I prayed to him and he made it work. So, I mean, he's a genius.
There you go. Well, ask you for his help tonight, because I usually have had problems here on the my end. So things are going good. Archangel Michael, he's buzzing around here.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so Archangel Michael, though, when you what I like about him is I've worked with him, and all the archangels are available for any of us to work with. And don't you agree?
Uh-huh.
And but what I really like about him is that he is the leader of the archangels, and he's Archangel of Protection, Justice, and Strength. And so when you ask for his help and justice, make sure you're in the right place or you're the right one, because you're like, why'd that happen to me? Maybe it was because you were really the wrong one. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, yeah, right? But he also helps with life changes and helps you with spiritual growth. And the best part about Archangel Michael is you call him and he's so strong. You can feel his energy and everything. So I always see him as coming in like a was so typical of me anyway, right? Coming in like like almost like a battle armor kind of guy. You know what I mean? And he's got big wings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see him. And do you see him the same way? How do you see Archangel Michael?
Oh, absolutely. I see him in the same way. It's great that you're saying that because I see him in like a gold armor and huge wings and he's white robes. And his energy, I mean, the reason why I love calling upon him is you can feel his energy. So it's very significant. It's so distinct, very, very distinct. And just heal immediately, very healing and empowering. And you just feel very safe. Yes. And he's so fast whenever you call on him to help you with something, he answers so quickly, so fast. And, you know, you just pray for a couple seconds and then he's right there, right next to you. And I appreciate that. It was great. Tari, we've got Willie from Fort Lauderdale on line two.
Oh, we know Willie. Willie.
Oh, it's Willie. Hey, Willie.
Hey, Willie.
It's our Willie.
Hello, angels. Hi.
I'm
getting to talk directly to, what was that? I didn't hear it.
I said, hi, Charlie.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad I'm getting to talk to these two beautiful angels here on the radio. And I'm lucky to get through our line, full lines here. But I have a question here. Okay, I know Archangel Michael is with me, and I feel him around, and usually I can tell what message he has for me. But I don't know, but I want to ask, what message do you think he or any other angels have for me right now? Or do they have any messages for me? And the other question I have is, what aspect or whatever ability that angels have that you think that people that are underutilized by people?
Okay. What's that second part of that question?
What aspect of angels do you feel is underutilized, not utilized, not asked for, or whatever that what ability that angels have that you think are underutilized or asked for by people?
Corrine, you answer this question first, but I'd like to answer this part right now. Give me flying lessons. We need to ask him for flying lessons.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. That's pretty good.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Anyway, Corrine, go ahead and answer his question. That's pretty good, Willie. Okay. So, he's got a new nickname, too. If he's got guts, he'll tell you what it is. But anyway, go ahead. Corrine's going to answer your question first.
So you feel the angels have any messages for me, Corrine?
Yes. What I'm getting is faith. Faith. And I'm hearing that really strong. Faith in something that has to do with faith in your work and faith in your personal life.
Faith.
To have faith.
Are you saying the word
faith.
With an S, faith,
F,
or faith?
Faith.
Faith.
F-A-I-T-H. Faith.
Okay, faith. Gotcha.
I think, and what I'm getting is that I think you're questioning yourself in regards to, it almost seems like it's a split energy. It's like the same thing going in two different directions. You're questioning work, you're questioning your personal life.
Okay.
There are things that, faith, like just trust in the process.
Okay.
Instead of just not going through the motions. What is it that they're trying to say right now? They're showing me the feeling of this and it's like, what I'm feeling is you, and then your energy is being split into different ways, one going towards career, one going towards your personal life, but it's the same perspective that you are shining on both situations. Okay. And I think and what I'm getting is faith. It feels like you are... direction is what I'm getting, a clearer direction and faith.
Okay.
Faith in that direction. I think you have the direction. You need to have faith in the direction that you're going in, and a clear direction. Okay, sorry, I got that wrong. I just heard them say, someone in my head just said no. Said no. Faith, a clearer direction in your personal life, and have faith. And then you have a direction in your career. Have faith that that is the right direction. That's what. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Oh,
someone okay. just yelled at me and said, "No, you got it wrong. Like, repeat it correctly." Sorry, it's almost the same energy. What they're showing me is your energy is being split. It's the same. You need to have faith in both ways, but but they gave me a clear understanding. So, I guess in personal life, it is to have. A clearer direction of what you want is what there's a clear direction of what you want, and what you're going for. And have faith that you can have it. And with career, you have a direction, have faith that you can have it as well. That's what they're trying to say.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Sorry that it took that long. I'm sorry. I think I was a little confused and, I heard
Don't
it a
worry.
Little differently.
Welcome to my world. It's great. We're good.
Too many people talking in the head or something.
See, you make money with it. Some of us are hospitalized. I've never been, but a friend of mine was telling me about it. People talking to you in your head. Anyway,
I don't know. But did that make sense, Willie? I'm not even sure if I.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if Tariq. But you know what? I think you're right on. I was trying to identify what that was, and when you said it, it just rang true for me. And I said, okay, all right, so now do I know what it is? My brother has a habit of saying you can't fight what you can't see. So now that I know what it is, I know what to do. Cherie, how do you feel about that?
I'm going to go with what she said, too, as well. She said it real beautiful, okay, but having uh-huh. faith in both your personal and your business. Now, I have a little reading for you right now. There's a little extra something for you, Willie. You have two friends that you've placed a bet with. I'm just getting a feeling that they're going to win. And you are going to be on a cake cruise. Okay. And you pay for it. Thank you. Okay.
Just know that that if I lose, it's a choice.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Okay. He's going to control the outcome of this bet now.
Archangel,
if I were you. I said Archangel Michael helps with truth and purity. Okay, that would be
that's right.
Okay. Hey, but listen, one of the things that I get too as well is really working on your spiritual, have faith in that, your spirituality, your workshops, the things that you're doing, that is coming to fruition very soon. Okay. So just
okay.
give you a heads up that. Too as well, and
okay.
you know you've got multiple streams of income going on, which is really cool, and so that everything's going to keep on growing, and the woman of your dreams, she'll be there, okay, when you're ready, you know what I mean?
So when I'm she's ready. Being prepared. Oh, okay.
She's being prepared for you, and you're being prepared for her. How about that? Okay.
Okay. And what about Miss in the meantime? Okay.
Well,
Miss
that's
in
weird.
The meantime.
Yes. It's vanilla latte. I was going to leave it at that. Okay. So anyway.
Okay. Yes. We'll leave it at that. All yes. right. Well, thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Bill. I love it.
Oh, you know, I think you had a second question, which was what was the aspect about angels that people have under appreciated or underutilized?
Right.
Right. What do you think that is? What do you think?
I tell you what I think that is right there is sometimes we just, I don't know. What do you think? I think it's something to do with help. We ask for help, but we don't receive
mm-hmm.
it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or I think angels, I think the aspect about angels that people probably underappreciate or maybe just don't realize is that the angels, you know, are always here to help, but they cannot interfere with
okay.
your life. Without you asking for their help. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Right,
so you've right, got right. to ask and be specific and then know that they will be helping you. They always do whenever you ask for it. And
Kareem,
although,
Do you remember when I sent that over to you? God and the angels are, we wrote about that. God and the angels are always there for you. I sent that over to you on email because you and I are chatting about it. They're always there for you, and they hear your call, but it's like you've got to really let them hear them and hear their response to you. You've got to come from a place of knowing and abundance, not lack. I doubt that you're here. Oh, man, do you remember that? I sent that over to you on email. That's great. So it's true, though, right?
Because it is. It absolutely is. Because God, that was so poignant, too. You've got to come from a place of abundance rather than lack to be able to hear their messages.
Well, and by the way, anybody that's listening, it's not abundance doesn't mean you have a lot of money, but abundance means that you just know that they're there and they're going to help you because they're always there. But sometimes we're hearing where our own doubt is so loud and so big in our head that we can't hear their response to us. You know what I mean? And a lot of times that's our lesson too, to learn and also to teach once we get it. But yeah, wow.
Right.
Great comment from Willie. I have to share that with him when I talk to him. Anyway, by the way, if he's listening, Willie, you got another psychic prediction. You're helping a friend of yours move tomorrow. That would be me. Anyway, I love him. He's the best. So let's talk about some of the angels and like, how about the archangels for love? I mean, you know, you got a lot of them out there, what they do for love, for, you know, helping you grow in a marriage, helping you grow in your spiritual life. And they're there. You know, I think that Archangel Raguel, I hope I'm saying that right because that's what I've always called him, it helps you create harmony and resolving conflicts. So it's like that's the dude you want, or the angel you want to bring to divorce court, right?
That's right. In all relationships, because we all go through tough times, right? Yeah. That's the one that should be just permanently perched on our right shoulder.
Yeah, that's the one I want, right? You know, he's my buddy. Okay. How about the archangel that helps you? What archangel helps you? Let's say that you want, what is the biggest question? Let me back that up. Sorry. You guys can tell, anybody's listening, this is so unrehearsed. We have what we talk about, but it really comes through with spirit. What about the angels that help you if you want a physical healing? Raphael, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Raphael, healing, and he also heals, does healings for animals too. And he also helps retrieve lost pets. So,
yeah, there you go.
Which is really great. And I've used him, our family dog that passed away last year. We lost him twice, and I know he's a small Maltese, super tiny. And the first time we lost him, I was in such a panic, and I prayed to Raphael to help me find our dog, and we put posters everywhere, and one of our neighbors, like three blocks away, and if you can call it a neighbor, but somebody three blocks away found our dog. The second time he got lost, and I don't live at my parents' house. This is our family dog that I'm talking about. Right. So I wasn't in the area. So I was trying to call upon all the angels that I could call on to help, you know, because I lived, pretty far from my parents' house and, you know, the second time he got lost, I called upon Archangel Raphael again, and the sweetest woman found him and gave him, took him to the groomers and brought him back with a bandana around his neck and all pretty and everything.
Oh, I like that. So, yeah, there you go.
He was super safe, and you know, I thought for sure no one would be able to find him because he's such a small dog.
Right.
You know, and these little white dogs, once they start running around the neighborhood and getting dirty, they just camouflage right into the landscape and you just, you can't find them, you know. It's not like a big golden retriever that will just stand out, you know, that you see, you know, walking around. He's super, super tiny and he could just go into a small little, little bush and hide. And that's exactly where both times when he was found, they happened to be walking and found him hiding in a little bush, camouflaged, covered in leaves, like as if he was trying to camouflage himself, too.
That is so nice. I love when you tell stories like that. Listen, I'm really being, because I'm hearing the angels talk to me, there's something that people, they go, well, if Archangel Raphael's here to heal my pets or a person, right? Then why am I still sick, or why is this person still sick, or why is my why did my dog die? Can we talk about that? Because I have because I'm being asked to share that.
Right, and I mean, you just went through that too, as well.
When Ella was dying, I had to come home to get something from the house because I didn't have it and needed it. So I came back for about 15 minutes, and because the vet's right up the street, and I remember, you know, saying, "Please let her live." And thank you for letting her, you know, live. And then this angel said to me, "Tari, you don't understand it now, but, you know, there's a lot of big things getting ready to happen in your life, and it's better that Ella comes back." And I was like, wow, you know, and I knew she was going to be okay, especially I've had a lot of growth myself. But one of the things that, whether it's your dog or yourself or a family member or a friend or whatever, people, you know, we say, well, we want them to get better. Please, Archangel Raphael, Jesus, Buddha, whoever you think is your higher power, help them get better. But maybe it is in their soul agreement to come this amount of time and then to leave this way because their lessons or what they're here to teach may be different. So instead of saying, let them get better, and I learned that day a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. let the highest and best good happen for this person. Whatever is in their soul agreement that they are able to achieve it and do the best in that situation, you know, or their soul contract, whatever you say. So whenever someone asks to, like when you're saying, let's pray for this person, they're sick, and they really haven't said that they want to be prayed for because they're sick, but always say, let's pray for their highest and best good. Because maybe they're here to teach something, or maybe it's not time for them to get better. And that's such a hard lesson to learn, you know, because I've had my mom, you know, and people that have passed on, or, you know, I myself have been really sick, and I know you've been sick, and it's like, okay, I remember Raphael coming to me when I was sick, and this last summer, and so funny, I was really sick, I was deathly ill, and I was going into a coma, and I'll never forget laying there, and I saw all these angels coming up, and Raphael was one of them. I go, are you guys going to heal me? Yeah, you're going to get healed. It's not going to happen with like this. We want to give you, enhance your gift of prophecy. I don't care about that. I just want to feel better. You know? Anyway, it was a lesson for me too as well. You know, but I prayed before and gotten healed immediately, you know, so, but not that time. So anyway, it was a lesson for me, a big one to learn.
Right.
I did and everything.
Right. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Really.
Do we have any caller?
We do. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey on line one. Hi, Lindsay.
Lindsay, how are you, honey? Did we lose her?
We might have lost her. Then we've got Diana from California on line three.
Okay, let's talk to Diana.
We'll take either of them. Yeah. Whichever one's on the line.
Oh, Lord, Diana's here. Let's talk to her. Diana.
Hello. Hello, my two favorite angels.
Oh, hi, Diana.
It's so good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, but I have a question for the both of you.
Okay.
Sure. If you don't mind. Okay. I accepted a job a couple of weeks ago, which I've worked 2 days on that job. This past Wednesday, I was called for another. I went for an interview today. So there's similarities about them both, and there are also some differences. I'm really confused on which route I should go or take, because I actually have my nursing job, and it would interfere, the job of today's would interfere with that job. So I'm just a little confused on which route, what's best for me to go.
Which one is with the plastic surgeon?
The plastic surgeon is today. That was today. And the other one that I've worked for 2 days, it has to do with the cosmetic world also, and they also have surgeries there.
Okay.
Well, one's in Beverly Hills. The one's today was in Beverly.
Beverly Hills? Okay.
Yeah.
Corrine, you go ahead first, Corrine, cause, and then I'll come back in and finish it. Finish the reading.
I mean, what I'm getting from both is that you can have them both. So I was looking, I guess I get what you're saying now. You're saying that the one would conflict, but it almost feels like you can have them both. So if you wanted this, the one that was today, if you chose to have it, it would work itself out, because it feels like you could have that one too. I'm not seeing like a, it doesn't feel like there's a conflict that's there. I'm not getting that. So if you want it, I think it could work out for you. It doesn't, I'm not getting like a block that's there. Like if you were to go that route, it would just all fall to pieces and not work out for you schedule wise. It feels like that one's a go and the other one is a go. It feels like you could have both if you wanted it. It feels like the people that are in the one that you've worked at for 2 days, you enjoy or will enjoy more. The people that you work with, it feels like that one has a little bit more camaraderie with the atmosphere and the environment. And the,
I can see that.
The, yeah, and then the one that's today, not as much. So I don't know if that's a factor for you, but that's what it feels like to me, is that the one that you worked at for 2 days has more fun, I guess, more camaraderie, more of that.
Okay. Wow. I can see that. It seems like it'd be more, it seems more like a family, more laid back. And.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Beverly Hills one or the other one, Diana?
I'm sorry, what tree?
The Beverly Hills one or the other one?
No, the one in Bedford for 2 days seems more like a family and really, really kind of close. Now, that's on Monday and Fridays. This new job, it would be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I actually couldn't have both unless I'm meant to talk to one of them to try to change days. I'm not sure.
Can I tell you what I feel? And I feel like she's right about what she said was right on. I think that both of them, you could. It's great to have feast rather than famine. Wish that was in the dating life. Wouldn't that be great? But you can have either one of them. And if you, whatever you need to do to talk to them, that's what you need to do, because you're trying to get experience in this arena. And you got it now. And both of them will work for it with you. The Beverly Hills feels more clinical, more institution, where the other one, I definitely would stay at your first one because you like it there and you're going to grow and learn. But both of them would work, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know that in your nursing job that you've had some major successes there, personality, and you've had to overcome some real I understand that. So anyway, but they would both work. If you talk to them, they'll understand, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you both.
Okay, thank you.
We love you, Diane. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
She had a beautiful voice on the phone, I tell you.
I know.
That's really bad. I like, sound like all horsey and everything.
It's sexy.
Yes, exactly. It's not,
take advantage of this time now. It's a sexy horse voice.
Sexy horse.
We all want that voice. It's sexy. All right. I think we lost Cherie for just the, okay. So she's going to be back online in a second. All right. So do we have Lindsay from New Jersey on line one?
Hi, Kareem. How are you? Can you hear me now?
Hi.
How are you? I lost you guys before. Hi. I actually was calling. I had a question today. Obviously, I think most people know that, listen, I call quite a lot, but I've been looking for a job for a while now, and I remember being told it would probably come sometime in April, the 29th today, so I wasn't sure if it was going to be a lot longer or if I needed to change my course of action or go in a different direction.
Okay, the job is still around you, and I've got to wrap this up real quick, but the job is still around you, so it's just, what this is just a pause. It's still around you, which means it feels like it's happening now. There's nothing that you need to change other than what I'm getting, a really big message, is that you need to stay positive. Do things that keep you happy and keep your vibration high. That's the course of action here. You've done all the work. You've laid out all the resumes. You've done all that stuff. You just now need to stay positive and keep yourself in the vibration of receiving now. Just wait for it to come to you now. You've done the work. Now,
do you
put
think
yourself
it's
in vibration.
Be a long wait?
No, you know what it feels like is like I'm getting 1 to 2. It's, I mean, the energy is around you, which means like it feels like it's happening now.
1 to 2.
1 to 2. It feels like 1 to 2 months. It feels like it's now. Okay. And again, it can always change depending on, you know, your vibration and everything. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks,
Thank
Lindsay.
You so much, Karine. No
okay.
problem.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I think we've lost Tree. Just want to say thank you guys all for tuning in today. And please tune in again next Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BBS Radio to angelcoaches.com. We've got a lot of other shows coming up on how to master your energy, develop your psychic abilities, connecting to your higher self. And if you want more information, please tune into angelcoaches.com. We have a free teleconference every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 East Coast Time. The number is 1-308-344-6400, and the passcode is 918-787-POUND. And we look forward to seeing you all there. Thanks, and have a great night.